Judy's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Texting options available as well, 411-923, and email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Judy, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, I have a question regarding my shower. I'm one of those baby boomers that don't want to leave my house. And I have a shower, in my opinion, it's a little different. It's got like two steps up and then two steps down. And it's all tile. And my question is, I don't know what's underneath that tile or what I'm looking at on making it a straight walk-in shower. Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does. Makes
okay.
a lot of sense.
Okay.
What? This is on the ground floor?
It's on the ground floor.
And the and the vintage of your home?
Mid-80s. 87, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were doing a lot of those sunken tub varieties back then, and we're pretty busy right now filling all of those in.
Well, okay, so that's that. Okay, so it's not sunk, in my opinion. It's the bottom of the tub is level with the floor, or as level as I, you know, without measuring it.
It's just
so
getting
it's
into
matter
it.
Of
steps
going
up,
up
and steps down. Okay.
Over of, yeah, you're familiar with them, which
yeah.
So it's not sunken. It's just
okay.
You got to go up to get into it by the steps.
Okay. Now, Judy, I couldn't encourage you more to call our Rosie Certified Bathroom Remodelers Rebath. Have you had them come out and take a look at it yet?
I have not. That's what I was going to ask you, if you had someone you would recommend that could at least give me an idea of what's going to be involved.
They do more bathroom remodeling in Arizona than anybody. They know everything there is to know about bathrooms, and they do a fabulous job. I would have them come out, take a look at it. It will be a free visit. It will be a free estimate, and they'll be able to take a look at it and show you all the options. And I couldn't encourage you more. That's where I would start it if I were you.
We appreciate the call. It's let's see, Scottsdale. Do they still have that location on McDonald?
They don't.
Is it McDonald?
They don't.
Okay. So
they're down at Baseline and Dobson is a showroom, and then out at 75th Avenue, and I believe it's Bell.
It is, southwest corner, or southeast corner, excuse me. I know that one for sure. So it's been a long time since I've been to that area, so I couldn't remember if it was there or not. We've got some texts that have come in. We had a very interesting question. Somebody's looking to basically a lifetime install of their sprinkler system, I think is what they were trying to accomplish, because they want to know if they could use copper for their landscape. And I will tell you, the copper salesman would love you, but that's a very expensive way to go landscape. And you're going to have to convert to plastic at every single sprinkler head because all the adapters are made to fit onto PVC. I tell you, just go with a Schedule 40 if you're looking. And a lot of our plumbers will tell you that's overkill in a lot of situations. That's a very popular thing to do. Go Schedule 40. But like I say, man, if it's underground, installed right, and it's glued properly, even Schedule 40 can be an overkill. And protected underground in the dirt, that plastic's going to last a long as
you're right, Romy. Oh. As long as it's out of the ultraviolet, you know, sunlight, that PVC will last a long, long time. And I'm guessing he's probably a little frustrated with the head maintenance, like you and John Jay were talking about in the 8 o'clock hour, as the thatch builds up and the head gets buried farther and farther down, then little grass particles end up back into the heads. They don't spray a clean spray. But converting to copper isn't going to solve any of that. You're still going to have those kind of regular maintenance headaches anyway. He may also be very frustrated if he's got one of those low-pressure drip systems that the gophers just love to chew those up. He may just be absolutely completely fed up with buying couplers and replacement tubing for those drip irrigation lines. And I can feel for him there. I don't think I'll ever put a drip irrigation system back in my house.
You know,
I'm gonna run the entire thing PVC. And then I'll just convert to drip irrigation heads right at each irrigation point. But I don't think I'll ever put that black tubing in on any property I ever own for the rest of my life.
when you said that originally about 4 or 5 years ago, I thought, man, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. How and crazy am I now, Rancher Romy?
tell you what. When I get my inline irrigation, fertilizer system put in. Yeah. So it's a liquid tank that
sure.
taps into your water, and as the water flows, it siphons a little bit of fertilizer out. So it's a every time you water, it gets fertilizer, but it's a very small amount. So it's a very consistent way to go. Well, when I convert to that, I'm retrenching everything, going in PVC and ripping out that black drip irrigation because it's not worth the headache of messing with it.
Yeah, it's like dessert to those ground those little ground gophers. I don't know what it is about it that they like, but man. And we didn't have gophers for years, and man, they've infiltrated our house about 10 years ago. And between the dogs digging after them and them chewing up our lines, I've had it. So anyway, hey, we've got Mother's Day coming up, bud. What'd you get for Mom?
I'm horrible at holidays. I brought up
crickets.
I brought up fertilizing citrus because I thought Memorial Day was at the beginning of May, but it's at the end of May.
Very good.
I was like four. When I said that to Jane, he looked at me like during the headlights. He's like, "Yeah, it's the end of May." I thought it was the beginning of May.
Well, it's tough to keep Memorial and Labor Day straightened out and when it is. But listen, for those of you contemplating a gift for Mother's Day, you need to find our blogs at KTAR News, and the last three blogs, as well as the one we're going to post next week, would be great reading material for you to consider option for gifting your mom. We have one blog that talks about 6 ideas for remodeling your backyard for summer. Is there some little shade spot back there your mom likes that you're looking for an idea to create it into an extra inviting habitat for mom? Take a look at that blog.
A mom habitat. Another blog. No, there's a thought.
Yeah, a little nesting area. A little nesting area for the mallard hen. There's another blog, 12 Ways to Improve Your Home for Under $500. You know, there's a few tips in there. There's any one of those 12 projects that may just suit mom perfectly. Things you can take care of and actually do yourself. And then there's another one, 5 Myths Homeowners Believe When It Comes to Saving on Their Summer Electric Bills. There's some tips in there that if you would utilize, implement, and execute them, the money you'll save over the course of the summer would be a huge gift to your mother. And then next week we'll be posting an actual ideas for gifts for Mother's Day. So, hey, don't let it sneak up on you.
Well, how about, and
does that help you, Rome?
I wasn't listening. Oh. I'm sorry. What? I have 2 tickets in my hand. If you're looking for Mother's Day and you've got a mother that likes baseball, this would be a perfect opportunity. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you know the trivia question. Text the answer to 411-923. I've got two sets of tickets. Each set has 2 tickets and a parking pass. I'll tell you, if you've never gone with a parking pass, that is such a treat. It makes a game, and especially ending the game and getting out, much more enjoyable. One's Wednesday, May 10th for game 19 against the Tigers.
What time?
I'm sure it says on here somewhere.
It does. It's hard
to
read, right?
There it is.
2:30 the way down.
6:40 p.m. And then Sunday, May 14th for game 23 against the Pirates is at 1:20. These are great seats. Row 13, seat 7. You're right above the dugout, and it's 411-923 is the number to text. If you know the answer to our trivia question that's in our newsletter, text it between now and the next 5 minutes. We will take all those texters.
Shuffle them,
pick two random numbers, and we'll reach back out to you, and those will be the winners. So there you go. Before we get to our next call, we actually have a special guest interview on the line.
We are in studio with Joanne Toms, Environmental Program Manager of the City of Glendale. Hey, Joanne, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. You know, we just love water. Use it wisely. And we wanted to let our listeners know about the Drab to Fab 2 contest. What can you tell them?
Right. So this contest is in its second year. So last year, Water Use It Wisely partnered with ABC 15, local nurseries, and the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association to offer this contest. And the prize this year is another backyard makeover. This year it's valued at $9,000. And so this will be a landscape that is water-wise and Arizona-friendly and beautiful. That contest ends May 31st, so visit abc.com water or wateruseitwisely.com, and you can learn all about the contest.
And you can enter there, I assume?
Absolutely.
You know, Water Use It Wisely is made up of lots of partners, and City of Glendale is one. And I just wanted you to tell our listeners about this new publication you have out on wildlife.
Well, thank you for that opportunity to talk about this new guide. It's called Welcome Wildlife to Your Garden, and it was developed by the City Water Services Department through an Arizona Heritage Fund grant. And we had a lot of support from peer reviewers like the Arizona Audubon, Sonoran Audubon Society, and the Maricopa County Master Gardeners. What I like about the guide is that it has really beautiful artwork, and we wanted to make it really easy for people to invite wildlife, such as butterflies, hummingbirds, and even bats to their yard.
I love that idea. How do you get started on a project like that?
To make your yard wildlife-friendly, start with observation and a good landscape design that has pollinator-friendly plants. One of my favorite plants is the fairy duster. This shrub has really beautiful red, showy flowers that wildlife just love. And in fact, I have two of these shrubs in my yard. And I also try to make my yard hospitable to wildlife. So wildlife, they need food, they need water, shelter, and places to raise their young. And I also tell people, you know, just because you have a good design, you need to make sure that you're practicing sustainable landscape practices. So, for example, you don't want to vacuum or blow all of the leaf litter off your yard. Let your yard be a little bit wild.
You know, one of the best ways to create a design is to get out and look around. And you have an event coming up that would encourage people to do that.
We do. So the City of Glendale has a beautiful xeriscape demonstration garden, and we encourage our visitors to come out on May 12th is National Gardens Day. It's kind of in the valley. It's hot, so we want people to come out and check out the xeriscape garden early. If folks want to check out other xeriscape gardens, they can visit wateruseitwisely.com for a list of other xeriscape gardens.
We just have some great xeriscape gardens around the valley. You can learn so much just by visiting one. Hey, Joanne, thank you so very much for visiting with us today.
I had so much fun. Thank you for the opportunity.
And let's see, we're not going to have time to take Mark, but he's online, wants to talk about a replacement door, so we'll get to Mark. And you at 1-888-767-4348. Our boys from First Class Green Cleaning are outside the glass in queue, ready for the 10 o'clock hour coming up here in just about 20 minutes. We're going to get your house clean for the summertime. They had some great tips as well, especially if you've got allergies and you're suffering inside your home a lot, we'll be covering that.